Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 9, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Sinegal. If you'll rise, please.
Please pray with me. God, our Savior, bring us closer. Fill our minds with your wisdom. Give us the wisdom to lead this county in the right direction. Bless all this with your name. Lord Jesus.
Please join me. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for a proposed water line to the City of Hampshire funded by Round 1 Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant and administered by the General Land Office of the State of Texas. Item B is to execute, receive, and file an acceptance of an offer for the aircraft tow tractor for Jack Brooks Regional Airport from Aero Specialties in the amount of $51,102, and I believe that was awarded last week, wasn't it? Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with for engineering services with Garber for a runway. Is that marking? Marking? Replacement design at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. And item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 to contract with Excavators and Constructors Limited for access road improvements at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. This change order is going to increase the contract amount by $8,163.60, bringing the contract total to $1,408,595.05. The change order involves modification of materials resulting in cost reductions and replacement of section of water line and change to existing water line connections resulting in additional costs. This contract is 95% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program grant number 28 and 5% funded by Jefferson County through budgeted funds. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Commissioner Weaver, would you like to say something about those change order on the excavators and constructors?
Yes, Judge. I'll let Ms. Hogan Camp get into detail on this to inform the court. But basically, this is something that we're trying to comply with the City of Nederland and some of the requirements, and also work through this with the FAA in terms of funding. Ms. Hogan Camp?
Yes, the items involved, actually a couple of the items, as it says in the agenda, there are actual cost reductions. One is some fabric interlayer material in the pavement section. That contractor actually proposed to us an item that would actually be a cost reduction. So one of these items involved in this change order is cost reduction, as well as a modification to a manhole. The two items that are involved with the water line and the connections that we proposed in our project, they were not happy with those type of connections, and they've asked us to modify them. It's a change from what they call a TSMV to a T connection. It'll give us the ability to, if we ever have a problem in the line, to isolate the water line and cut off, affect the least amount of people, as right now it would affect a big section of customers if we had to shut down that line if we had any problems. So it's just something that they're doing throughout their system, and they would like to see us do that in this section. We also ran into a section of water line that was AC pipe that's going to be underneath the roadway. This was an unforeseen condition. We thought it was PVC pipe, so we're going to change out that section. It's a good time to do it now that we're in there.
And the the $8,100, that's 95% funded by FAA, and we did get approval on that?
Yes, I've talked to the FAA. They just address it at the end when we do a grant amendment if we need to, when we adjust all our quantities, underruns, overruns. But yes, it will be, it's eligible, will be funded through our AIP grant.
Okay, thank you.
The total project with the increase?
The total, if the 81,6360, that's an increase to the total contract.
Well, are we under the total amount allocated to us?
Of, well, the 1,408,000, I'm sorry, $1,400,431.45 was our contracted amount. So we're in, this will increase the total contract amount to that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I'm sorry. And the FAA also, on any change orders, they give us up to 15%, so we're within that as well.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on any of those items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners, I'm told that we can table item A, and hopefully we'll get more, right? Item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution adopting the 2012 Jefferson County Uniform Tax Abatement Policy. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution designating the county judge as being the person responsible for the feral hog abatement grant application. Item D is to receive and file the executed memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Family Services of Southeast Texas. And item E is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a certification agreement between the Texas Historical Commission and the Jefferson County and Jefferson County for participation in the certified local government program. Finally, item F is to consider and approve an interpreter fee schedule in accordance with the Code of Criminal Procedures, section 38.30, parentheses C, of up to $200 per day maximum. The hourly rate would be $25 and $100 for a half day. Do I have a motion on those?
Motion to approve.
A second on the judge, and I want to discuss a couple of things on this abatement. I know that we have this abatement policy on. I want to compliment Fred for an outstanding job. I still feel that we, and you and I talked already before court, but I want to make sure I bring to the court's attention. We have a 9-county area that we employ from with our abatement policies. I think, and I stand strong on this, that we try to, and I'll go with your suggestion, at any abatement policy that come before this court, must have some verbiage in there to give some incentive to hire individuals from those unemployed areas that are very high in our community, and not only the unemployed, but the people with disabilities. I think we must begin to look at this thing holistically and get the corporations to engage us in putting those people to work and the disabled. I think it's up of us as leaders to at least come up with ideas outside the box to get them to at least look at that. That is very important. If this is the land of milk and honey and we are hiring from 9 counties, I think this county should have a lower unemployment rate, and I stand firm with that. So I hope we will have the court working together on that particular thing when any abatement comes through.
Yeah. And I think we can work on individual abatement agreements to incentivize hiring within those lowest or those highest unemployment area zip codes. So I look forward to work with you on that, Commissioner. Okay, that was moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Are there any other discussions on any of those other agenda items under County Commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have regular county bills, check numbers 362101 through 362248. Have a motion on that item.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve in accordance with SB 393, Senate Bill 393, designating Volunteers for Democracy Day, or approving a resolution for Volunteers for Democracy Day as being January 10th, 2012. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Ms. Guidry, would you like to say something about that resolution?
Yes, thank you, Judge.
I had.
That Senate bill was passed in order for us to be able to pay tribute to those many, many people that give their time and their efforts to the process of the elections. So this is a way to pay tribute to them, and what we will be doing every 2 years, we have a training in conjunction with a benefit for them. And that's normally the Sunday prior to the primary election date, which is now April the 3rd. So it will be that Sunday prior to that election date. And that's an opportunity for them to get training as well as for us to pay tribute to them. And we certainly will be extending an invitation to the court and hope you all will be able to be there. Well, unless something changes on the 12th.
Well, we certainly are appreciative of all the volunteers who work as precinct chairs and election volunteers and to make our election process go so smoothly, and who work with the county clerk and the employees in the county clerk's office. They certainly make a significant contribution to the conduct of fair and impartial elections, and we're pleased and proud to consider this resolution in their honor. Okay, any discussion on those that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for December 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Mr. Funch, is there anything that you wanted to say about that? Or about the year to date?
Well, I will say rates have been pretty dismal all year long, but I was able to raise enough money on our investments to offset my budget for the year, so that was a plus. But it's also fitting that our the last investment report of this 2011 has a year-to-date earnings of 0.666, so the devil's in the works. But hopefully we'll get some better rates this year, and we can continue to make money for the county. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. We've got a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next Monday, January 16th, is a county holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. What is the court's pleasure about meeting? Mr. Swain, Ms.
Do we have anything?
Purchasing agent? Do we have anything next week? Tuesday? All right, then we'll set the next court special meeting will be next Tuesday, January 17th, 2012. Any other discussion or any reports that would like to be given by any elected official that's not going to be acted on? Mr. Howard.
I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank, obviously, as you're aware, we had an operation on Friday to see some personal property taxes, and it went very, very well. But it was a complex operation, a very large one, and I just wanted to thank the Sheriff's Department, specifically the Narcotics Division, for working with us, and also Constable Greenaway and Wiggins as well. They were intimately involved. And the patience that everybody showed, the professionalism, it was extraordinary. These things have a lot of moving pieces to them, and they're highly sensitive and tense situations. And my staff and our law firm, Limebarger, Goggin, Blant, Sampson, and Blair, just everyone from person one to person 36 was extraordinary. And I just wanted to compliment them publicly. And it's that sort of teamwork that makes things go the way that they need to. So I just
and the county's recovery was
$635,000 plus.
Let me ask a question. I might have not heard you right. You said narcotics?
I'm sorry?
You said law enforcement and narcotics?
Yes, yeah, specifically we had the narcotics division from the Sheriff's Department. This was a hospital, and they have a lot of controlled substances in their pharmacy, and I didn't want my staff or others that didn't have either authority or specialized training to handle those controlled substances. So in our operational planning, we decided to bring in narcotics in order to help advise us and inventory what we found there and make sure that it was locked down and controlled.
I appreciate your effort.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. And Commissioner Alford, did that make sense?
Oh, Renaissance Hospital.
Outstanding. Thank you.
any other issues? All right, if not, we are adjourned. Thank you.